So here we are back at it on the Wednesday evening with our beloved brothers and sisters on the other side from the Ra Group and Elohim Group. Here we are at the simulcast with a conference call, as usual. Questions and answers with the Elohim and the Ra Group. You can submit a question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. More people have arrived over here on the phone call. If you want to, feel free to say your names and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you. And right after this episode of questions and answers with the Elohim, we go over to another phone line, another conference call for our daily whole planet healing session. And welcome to the next caller here. Please say your name and location.
Joy in Squim, Washington. Oh, no, I'm not in Squim. I am about to be on Puget Sound on a ferry. So I will listen for a few minutes and then probably lose signal.
All right. Thank you for being here, Joy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We welcome you, even if you're on a ferry.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I probably won't make it for 7 o'clock.
All right. You say you won't make it to the 7 o'clock call?
I will not. I talked to women already about it.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah.
So
we will miss you.
In charge tonight at the Whole Planet Healing call to open up. Debbie Dolphin?
I'm sorry. What did you say, hi?
Do you want to be in charge for opening up the Whole Planet Healing call as Joy cannot be here this evening?
I humbly regret no. I'm backing out slowly. Thank you very much.
You're gonna stay in the water, all right?
I already told Wynn that. I go, I'm a wanderer. I don't do that. Stop. Yeah, I'm taking a deep dive here.
All right. Thank you for being here, Debbie.
I understand.
How about Jane? How about you, Jane?
How about you, Heis?
I hadn't thought of myself. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Roger.
Hi,
in Austin.
Welcome, hey, Roger. And Bonnie. Welcome to you both.
Hello. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Roger.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
All right.
I'm kind of like Joy. I just huffing and a puffing because I just got home from shopping.
Right.
Carrying in the groceries and putting them away as fast as I could go so I could be on the call.
Right.
Hooray for shopping.
Good timing.
Yeah. I made it. That's the main thing.
Hello, Roll.
Wanda. Welcome, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
All right. So for those that have joined in online through BBS Radio, welcome to the Wednesday call. Questions and answers with the Elohim. We're still waiting for Wynn and Terry to present themselves. Everyone has the opportunity to ask a question, to submit it per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Wynn goes through those questions here live on the show. And we will have live channeling with our dear sister, Terry Brown. You know, I always show up in time for work, but...
Some people don't.
So at 7 p.m. Pacific, which is right after this show, we go over to our other conference call. We do it every day, 7 days a week, our whole planet healing and gathering, where we put issues into the love light. We welcome people. We invoke the protected energy. We have somebody talk about channeling, somebody reading a part of a channeling. We open up the phone lines to give everyone the opportunity to put planetary issues into the love light, and then when there's a planetary visualization after that. And one important part I passed by is the global current state of our planet, where we have Jennifer, who every day checks into the earthquakes, where they're at, the magnitudes, and then we send this love light live during the show. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Terry in Sedona.
Terry, welcome.
Hi, Terry.
You're
7 minutes
Hi.
Late, Terry.
Is Lynn here?
Hi. So...
Nope.
Hi, so I have a question.
Hi, Terry.
Yes. Yeah.
What is
Hi.
The link for submitting questions for the Wednesday night call?
What about it?
What is the link or the address?
The link, the email address is questions at intelligent-infinity.com. I welcome
okay,
the next late caller. Please say name and location.
It's Wynn.
Welcome, Wynn.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
All right. I'm going to turn the things off. All right. Then,
hello? Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Did you say something?
Are you ready to get going with the call?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. I thank everyone for being here.
Muted.
March 17th.
The recording has started.
This is March 17th, 2021. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is Questions and Answers with our sources, who are the Elohim group and the Ra group. And Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. You know what? Before I start with the questions, and most of you probably are somewhat aware of this, if not completely aware, but it's just an interesting thing. If you have people in your life that are chomping at the bit to get this vaccine, somebody discovered something that was published in the official, it was called Virology Journal, the official publication of Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Health. It was published on August 22nd, 2005, under the heading "Chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread." Write the researchers, "We report that chloroquine has strong antiviral effects on SARS-CoV infection of primate cells." Now, of course, this is not coronavirus 19, or what's it called, COVID-19. this is another version of SARS coronavirus infection, which have been out for quite some time. And chloroquine is, if you recall, at the very start of all this, Trump said hydroxychloroquine. A lot of people were saying it was a remedy for this virus, but it was scorned upon by the FDA and the CDC and everybody else. And many doctors were using it with great success. And they were keeping tabs of it, and it was most definitely working. And for a while, it was off the market. You couldn't get it. But as I understand it, if you go to your doctor and you want it, he'll prescribe it, okay? And it's being carried. The inhibitory effects of chloroquine are observed when the cells are treated with the drug, either before or after exposure to the virus, suggesting both prophylactic and therapeutic advantage. This means, of course, that Dr. Fauci has known for 15 years that chloroquine and even its milder derivative, hydroxychloroquine, will not only treat a current case of coronavirus, but prevent future cases. So hydroxychloroquine functions as both a cure and a vaccine. In other words, it's a wonder drug for coronavirus. Said Dr. Fauci at the National Institute of Health in 2005, concentrations of 10 microm, what is that? Micro completely abolished SARS-CoV infection. Fauci's researchers add, chloroquine can effectively reduce the establishment of infection and spread SARS-CoV. And then people are making comments. Asymptomatic disease spreaders, the greatest psyop ever pulled on the whole world. And the brainwashed bought it hook, line, and sinker, even to the point of fearing, hating, and vilifying their own family, friends, and neighbors who are not sick. And let's see. George Orwell, who wrote 1984, and if you didn't read that, it was written long before 1984, and it had the idea of total control by the government of the population. One of the famous phrases from the movie, which everyone has heard, is Big Brother is watching you, okay? And from the movie, I should say from the book. And this is where there were cameras everywhere and everyone is under total scrutiny. And this is already starting to happen, particularly in China, but they got cameras everywhere that can identify people and send messages where your location is if you pass a camera. So George Orwell said, everything other than working was forbidden. Walking in the streets, having fun, singing, dancing, getting together, everything was forbidden. Of course, it's a precursor to what's been happening with the coronavirus. And there's more to this article, but here's somebody who said, here's a list of what the vaccine contains. Phenoxyethanol, antifreeze, aluminum, aborted cow blood, formaldehyde, gelatin, human albumin, which is human blood, monotrium glutamate causes obesity and diabetes. Something else is dead tissue from aborted fetuses. And it goes on. Borax, which is used to control cockroaches.
Which vaccine are you speaking of?
I don't know if they're including all of them and putting all the ingredients in this list, but they don't say. Okay?
Moderna doesn't meet their known. Pfizer does, so I don't know.
Pardon me?
Pfizer makes their ingredients known, but Moderna doesn't, as nearly as I can tell.
Okay. Well, I don't know which vaccine they're talking about here. The RNA vaccine contains nanotechnology. NanoRNA works as a genetic scissor that modifies your DNA in deep. It is your responsibility to inform yourself and make a decision. The FDA warns of 22 side effects, including death. And and it seems like what I'm reading about that last few things was about the Pfizer vaccine in particular.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But in any case, we have somebody sent a question in on tonight on vaccines, and we will get to it, okay?
All right.
In just a moment. In just a moment. Okay. In any case, that's all. I mean, I have gotten so much information about how dangerous these vaccines are. And some of them are saying that it's going to seem to work, and in a few months later, it's going to get worse. You're going to attract a stronger strain of the virus. Now, I don't know if that's true. I have to, it takes a lot of work to vet these things and say, what can you trust and what can't you trust when somebody is trying to make a statement. But there's enough on the negative side here that I don't think, I'm totally convinced that the vaccines are not a good thing, any one of the three. And I'm certainly not going to want to take one. So I just wanted to share that with you. And, of course, we have questions tonight. And we're going to go to the questions in just a moment. Let's see here. All right. You're not ready, right, Terry?
Right.
Good.
But I'm here.
Oh, I know. Well, nobody's ready. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies. Through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the website of the one infinite creator. We come directly to you. We don't come to the telephone line or the computer. That is where the voice comes from. But we come directly to you. So we, and our presence with you is a little bit faster than the voice. You may feel our presence. It can come across as a very high vibration, a loving vibration, or sometimes even as color, like pink. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, or you can't use it, or it doesn't seem right, then disregard it. We are only here to assist wherever we can. Do you have questions?
Yes. I want to ask a question about whole planet healing. And I want to ask, of all the things we go through on that call, are any of them particularly more potential to have help from your side than other things?
Well, the different sections of the call are different purposes. So the section that would have the best request and ability to assist on our part would be where the individuals put what they wish into the light and their desires when it is for the greatest good of people. That is where when you make a request, and on the last part where you also do this, you put things in the light. This is also putting your request in, and this is also an avenue, a place where we can bend our shoulder to the plow wheel and help wherever we might. Back to you.
Okay, thank you. If I was going to name some of the things that we go through on that call, could you make a specific comment? Would that be acceptable?
You could do that if you wish.
Okay, let's try it. Earthquakes and volcanoes.
This, where there are specific areas and you project calming and we can help, and also project calming. We are only making suggestions of calming. We're putting that idea there for Earth or the guides, the custodians of the Earth, to work with wherever they would wish. Keep in mind that the earthquakes are expressed when energy waves move through an area of weakness in the crust. And so when you keep that in mind, an earthquake is not, unless it's an explosion in an area, it is a expression of an energy wave that is moving through the ground. And then as it hits an area of weakness, for instance, a fracking well, or an area that has a fault, then it shakes the ground. The ground is weakened, and so it can further settle or move in that area. And so if you have a wave coming, then it can be damped or lessened. But it requires the consent of the Earth or the circumstances within the Earth to be lessened based upon all of the factors involved. So it is a different kind of a result that you receive with the earthquake information and suggestions.
Thank you. Next question. How about two different scenarios? It's my understanding that some earthquakes and volcanoes are caused by the Earth releasing stress, and others are artificially induced. Can you comment? Is that true?
Yes, we wish to make one statement about, for instance, talking about, say, a tsunami that is moving through the water. The water is open to change and flow more than the land. So when you send a calming to a tsunami, it would have more effect than when you're sending it to a rigid land or a rigid land with a break in it. Although that is also effective. Now, your next question, could you repeat it?
Artificially induced earthquakes or volcanoes.
Yes. Well, earthquakes. There are artificially induced earthquakes, which would be underground explosions, would make a artificial earthquake. Like mining, or if you set off a hydrogen bomb, like many were done near Las Vegas in the 50s, this would create an artificial earthquake. So if you have artificial earthquakes, they aren't quite the same. They don't have the same wave. Some of the waveform is missing that you would experience in another wave. Like there would be a precursor wave in a natural earthquake. And in an explosion, the precursor wave could be absent. So when the earthquake would be artificially induced, then if you, well, there's all kinds of consequences here. It could go in all different directions. Like it would have waves moving out from the original explosion, and then that would follow more of a natural pattern, but it wouldn't go so far. It wouldn't have the backup of the wave moving from a distant place on Earth and moving through the land. It wouldn't have a backup wave coming. So it would be an explosion would be quite a different wave. And then if you wanted to send calming to the people, if it was a retaliation, like in a war, type of explosion, then you would want to send help to the people involved in the war, or calming peace to the people involved in the war. But volcanoes, those are those can receive calming and take up on it. But then if the pressure is great enough, then it could possibly be not calm, but perhaps relocated to another area in a less populated area. Those are some of the things.
Thank you. Next question. When we deal with things like child abuse and suffering and lack of food and things like that, how do our requests manifest in a real way?
You have connection, spirit connection with people that are suffering, and just this connection, letting them know they aren't alone, just sending them love can help even in the midst of their suffering, to be able to handle what is going on better.
And people can actually feel it.
Some people can. However, if somebody's suffering, it is not their first priority to be aware to feel that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And one more question. You know, we've been having some contention about the length of the call and keeping it at less than an
yes,
hour.
Yes, We would prefer to keep it to an hour, considering the people on the East Coast.
I notice when we go longer, people start dropping off, okay?
Yes, so it is to be expected.
We should make it a priority for everyone to work on their individual section to make it.
Keep it to the most important things.
Yes.
And they start at 5 after.
Yes, we're getting better at that, getting closer. And we thank Hives for being our early start ringmaster. Thank you, Hives.
Yes.
I made up a little schedule for how to divide the different segments of the call.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you. And now we have a couple questions for tonight. This is from Bonnie Penners. I had a surprise visit on Tuesday from a good friend who I haven't talked with for almost 10 years. I was so happy to see him and hear about his family and his wife, and I realized that I had been thinking about him more than usual this past week. And the fact that I was sitting in the garage with the big door open when he drove by looking for me, my house, was too extraordinary to be random. I love it. Keith Matsumoto is half Japanese and is originally from Hilo, Hawaii. And we have spiraled in and out of each other's lives for years with love and unconditional acceptance and understanding. Underneath all that is a small, ever-burning ember of romantic possibilities that have not been explored. And I would like to know if there are any forgotten ties to one another in a previous lifetime. Thank you for checking and answering.
Thank you. There are certainly ties that when you think of him and when he thinks of you, that it is moving through and connect. It's a connection, a resonance between you and the building of reacquaintance, a building of that ember. And so we take a look. We, since this involves him also in his past lives, we leave it to you two to explore together. Not perhaps verbally, unless it comes up naturally, but just keep aware of deja vus. Like, is there something, that reminds me of something I don't remember quite when. Just keep aware and allow it to be an exploration of joy.
Thank you. And you know, a lot of times people feel like they're stuck. This is my question. And we all have people out there that we have multiple lifetimes with. They could have been parents, children, lovers, haters, whatever. And it seems to me that if a person will open themselves up to the randomness of meeting, of having synchronicities, they can catalyze meetings with some of the people that you already have built really good relationships with. And could you comment on that?
Yes. So when just in your daily life, if you have people that they seem to keep showing up synchronistically, maybe send an email of something and you've been thinking about it and thinking of a subject that you kind of are interested in, but you, it's like maybe it's something from your past, some subject or some lifetime experience from your past, like running for office, say, for politics. And then you run into somebody else, and you have things in common. Then this may be an indication that you had a relationship in the past with that person, and that you're just coming together and re-exploring some aspects of it.
So we're not really stuck if we can open ourselves up to the possibilities that are out there that are already have been established and positive. I mean, that's the way it looks to me.
And yes, and if you feel stuck, then you might call on Grace. And if Grace can come in and can free up some of the blockages of energy, that when they get unblocked, new horizons will open up to you.
Mm-hmm. I've seen how that works for myself. It's kind of amazing, because you feel stuck, and then I do one little thing, and I feel energy start to trickle. And
yeah.
Suddenly my mind is perceiving new possibilities right then and there, you know?
Yes.
It's kind of like a contemplation. And then I start creating things. Okay, next question. And this is from Iris. There are currently two types of COVID vaccines out there. The mRNA...
Oh, Iris. Where is Iris? Do you know where Iris is?
In Arizona.
Are you talking about ISIS?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about ISIS.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Continue with your question.
Thank you. Hang on, just let me make sure I'm not making a mistake here, okay? I wrote down Iris. Hang on. The moment. I'm sure it's ISIS, but
is it IS or IR?
Well, I wrote down IR, but I think I copied the question and then I wrote the name, and I wrote down Iris, and I didn't copy it from the question.
Okay,
so
read the question.
It's more of a general question anyway.
Yes.
I am double-checking it here. Wait a second here. Okay, hang on. Here we go, coming up. There are two types of COVID-19 vaccines out there, the mRNA, which enters the cytoplasm of the cells, and the DNA vaccine, which enters the nucleus of the cells. It had originally been said that a COVID DNA vaccine would be changing your DNA. Now it is being claimed that neither type of vaccine will be doing that. Can Ra'an comment if they see potential for the DNA vaccine to alter, change your DNA if taken? If yes, to what degree and how detrimental would it be to the individual? I've also heard from light workers that vaccines can be neutralized with energy work. Can you comment on this? Now let's go with those two questions. There's one more, but let's start with those. And,
okay.
Do you want me to reread it? Okay, go ahead.
We feel energy work can neutralize vaccines, even though it is said that they can't. But it depends upon the energy work. There is energy work and that could modify something like that. And then there is energy work that would work at a lower level and would not modify that. And we keep in mind, even the psychic healer from the Philippines has the ability to reach through the skin and through prayer and setting aside physicality to be able to pull tumors out and discard them. So there is energy work and then there is energy work. So then there's the question about the modification of the DNA and the whether it goes into the nucleus. The two vaccines do have some ability to go into a nucleus of a cell, and there are various people are passionate. Some doctors are passionate about whether this would be good for one. Some doctors are saying passionately that this will solve their virus problems forever and with the Moderna. And other doctors are saying it's like giving yourself AIDS because it's setting up a factory within the cells to manufacture elements of viruses that then the body becomes immune to. Other doctors are saying that if this happens, then the body, it'll work and the body is going to become immune to COVID, but then as within the body itself, it can mutate, and then the virus will not protect against that. And the results will be harder, more severe. And then there's others that say, well, if something like that happens, then they'll say, well, it's just another strain of the virus that they're not immune, people aren't immune to, and so we have to have more vaccines. So there's a lot of controversies, and there hasn't been a long track of administering the viruses to have experimental results. there is a site that keeps track of adverse reactions. And after vaccines, there's been so far approximately, as of February, 1,600 or so deaths, or somewhere between 1,200 and 1,600, and not everything is reported either. Not all deaths are reported, not all adverse reactions are reported. They figure 10% are reported. So there's a lot of controversy in this whole area. Some people swear by it that this is their answer. Others swear it's not their answer. But so we suggest that you really take a good look before you go ahead and you jump and to get it. And like if you have one opinion from one doctor, get a couple more opinions and see how you think. And we feel the question was from ISIS and that she's concerned about some of her relatives that are getting the vaccine. That was a good question about how if energy work could help if a vaccine goes wrong and the right type of energy work we feel could help. And your concern is we honor your concern. We also honor the people and their decisions. And we see that more data is needed in the medical community itself.
You know, one serious question is, the idea has been around for quite some time that the elite have an agenda of population reduction. So
that is very true. That we would confirm this.
And so, if there is a danger from a vaccine, could this be a deliberate way of promoting their depopulation agenda?
It could be a very clever way, yes.
Could be.
There are very many. If one is very aware and they look at things like Roundup being used and getting into flour and being used on crops when they are ready for harvest, to have them all die and get ripe at the same time. And then the ingredients get into the flour, and they get into the bread, and they just have a slow debilitating effect on people in general. They don't have quite as much energy. They get sick a little more often. So there are these things that are making their way into society, and one needs to pay attention to this and keep one and to keep their family clear as much as possible of something that is going to lessen their life quality.
Mm-hmm. She is asking, how can she get over to her family the dangers of this activity?
One of the things that she could do would be to take a look at VAERS, V-A-E-R, and we're not spelling it totally correctly, the log of adverse reactions. For instance, it lists the number of deaths from vaccines. After the person has had a vaccine, they die within a short time, a day or 2 days, or fairly quickly. And just to get some of these statistics and show them to your family member, and see, then it's like if they want to take a chance and say, okay, well, you know, 1,600 people died after getting it. Is this a risk that I want to take or not? And some people will say, it's a risk I want to take. You can show statistics of, like, what do the vaccines do? How do they protect you? Do you still have to wear a mask? Do you still have to be careful of getting the vaccine? Do you have to wash your hands frequently when you touch doorknobs? And like some of the answers are, you still need to wear a mask, and you still need to be very careful. It's so. Some statistics about what are actually the benefits of having the vaccine. What advantages does it give you? Do you have confidence? What are the other circumstances where people get the vaccine and then they get COVID? I mean, how many of those around? You know, just get data of what are the consequences, what are the advantages, what are the disadvantages, how many people get adverse reactions, how many people get sick after getting the vaccine, how many people have to go to emergency, how many people have trouble breathing, what are the different consequences of getting that, and then after you have got it down, it's like, what is going on with this? You can make just statistics available and see if they still want to brave it.
Okay. You know what? Our call is coming to an end. We did have one more question.
Are there more questions? Go ahead.
There's one from Edgina. We can answer it. It's a really quick one. But we'll probably go off of BBS. So all of you listening on BBS, we're going over the whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, PIN 250513. And this quickly do edge in this question, which is, was there a time when I was in the celestial realms with the Elohim group? It feels like I was part of the group on my journey.
Yes. You know, you do not need confirmation, as you know.
Okay. All right. Well, Edna, now we know. All right.
We are still on BBS, and if you didn't get the number from Wynn earlier, then please check out wholeplanethealing.com. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. Okay. And thank you all for being here.
And thank you, our sources, and Terry.
We thank our sources and thank Terry.
Thank you.
And we will see you on Whole Planet Healing. The phone number is on the website, wholeplanethealing.com. But it says it's 15 minutes long. Don't believe it. All right. We'll see you in a moment.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
You'll leave, but you won't leave. I'm glad to know that. Thank you for staying with us. Much love. Let's see. We're not open yet. I thank everyone, particularly Win and Terry and our brothers and sisters on the other side, and everyone here for joining in. We go over to Whole Planet Healing.
Unmuted.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded. The recording has started. This session is no longer being recorded.